5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with Mafia. The number's toll-free, 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. So, Mafia, you never told me what you think of all the players in the NBA that literally none of them shave. They just grow beards that are just out of control. Like, I'm surprised that, you know, we've seen them all, like, not like the beard or, you know, that's iconic, his. But I'm talking about, like, all these guys just let their beards go. And like, I mean, literally they look like none of them, like not one of them looks like they shave anytime ever, like for months on end. I mean, it's almost like the Clayton Kershaw thing where he literally, you've seen him, he'll go the whole season. It doesn't look like he trims his beard once. The guy's just a mess.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, if you could rock it, if you could, you know, get a good beard going, keep it trimmed and tight and looking good, hey, go for it. You know, I'm jealous of that. I tried that a couple of years ago. As you know, it did not look well. I kept it for about a year, and it was a year longer than I should have. But I mean, hey, that seems to be the trend right now in just society everywhere. Like, go through Brooklyn, there's mustaches, beards, and everyone walking around now seems to have beards in a lot of places. So, especially now with everyone, you know, locked at home with COVID and things like that, if you're not going out, people are just letting stuff go. They're letting the hair grow, they're letting the beards grow. So, if you could rock it, go for it.
I mean, I'm looking at Smart right now. He looks like he just got out of prison. I mean, this guy hasn't shaved in months. He's just got clumps of hair all over his face. I mean, it's amazing to me. I never noticed until tonight when I looked and I was like counting the number of guys on, and they show all these close-ups of them one after the next. There's not like one guy on the entire either team that isn't that doesn't have a beard. And I mean, Tatum's beard is clearly, he's Abe Lincoln at this point. I mean, I think I you know, I'm sure he thinks he looks fantastic. That's good for him, but I think he looks awful. I mean, honestly, he looks like Abraham Lincoln. I mean, what are you doing, bro? I don't know. Is it because, do you think it's because he has so much of a like baby face without it that's why he does it? Because he seems like he's got the baby face going.
Yeah, I mean, some people have that. So that's my problem. I got the baby face. So no matter what I try to do, it just doesn't work with facial hair. So sometimes you just got to lean into the baby face. You know, some are going to have the older face, some of the baby face. You just got to lean whatever works your way.
So I have the, I've had the goatee for a long time. Do you ever remember me without a goatee?
Yes, when I first started with you, it was when you had like the wild hair, but we were, you know, completely clean shaven.
Oh, wow. And I had wild hair going everywhere.
Yeah, you had the skater surfer look going still.
Yeah. That didn't go well. I don't think. I don't know. I see pictures of those days, and I thought it looked bad. I looked like a really bad rock star that was washed up. Anyway, I was looking at, did you see this story today about Anthony Edwards? And they asked him if he, what he thought of Alex Rodriguez buying the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Lynx. Did you see his reaction?
Yeah, that he had no idea who he was.
I mean, that's ridiculous. He meant it. He meant it.
I can't believe that. I mean, I know that A-Rod wasn't, the biggest star in baseball like the last, couple of years of his career, but it's still, this kid's old enough to have known the whole cheating with him going on and getting busted and all that stuff. And, at least the last one, not the first one, but the last one, you're old enough to see him all over baseball. He's on Shark Tank. He's, sleeping with J-Lo. So he's on TMZ. There's been so many ways this guy has been shoved down our throats in this kid's life. And somehow he had no idea who he was.
Yeah, I actually, we welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map and Sports Byline Radio Networks, and Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorah, 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 soldier, hoorah. It's Rel on the Bench with your boy Mafia, 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. I couldn't believe it. He literally had no clue who Alex Rodriguez was. He said, I'm not into baseball. I have no idea who that is. He said, I know he bought the team, but I don't know who he is. I just know we have a new owner. But he actually, he was just flabbergasted at the question. The reporter asked him, what do you think of A-Rod buying the team? He's like, who? And he's like, Alex Rodriguez bought the team. He's like, I don't know who that is.
I mean, the guy was just in celebrity news a week before that about him and J-Lo breaking up. And this guy still had no idea. Come on.
But I actually think that he's in his own world. I think this guy is purely into basketball, and that's all he knows. And he knows exactly the life I used to lead. Bus, airplane, what time? Where do I have to be? To be on that bus, to be on that plane, to be on that trip, to be at the arena, to be at the shoot around, to be at practice. That's all they know, and that's all they care about. And when am I getting paid, and when am I eating, and where's the meal, and how do I get there?
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
We're always here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So you don't have to mark your calendar or anything.
What do you got going on anyway?
That's what we thought.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So anyway, Mafia, I told you that I'm sleeping with 34C tonight for the first time in a year. Because I had the studio set up in Chop's room, and I've never, when I work till whatever midnight in New York, and then when I'm done, I shut it down, and I go downstairs, and then I go back upstairs, and I just go right back into that kid's room and where the TV stuff has always been, all the equipment, and I just sleep in her bed. And then, because I'm on the air when she goes to bed, so she slept with 34C for the whole year, and I never slept with her once in a year since the COVID outbreak, since last March. So today, when I finally moved all my TV equipment out of the room and down to the new Magic City Studios at the Ferrella Palatial in the vault, I actually moved out of the room, and she immediately took over the room and conquered it and decked it out. Dressed it, put in lighting, LED lights all around the ceiling, that the room turns different colors. It's pretty badass. It's almost like the Magic City Strip Club colors, but she's got it all going in there, stuffed animals, the whole deal. It's just like a party central for a chick now. She's got it is all happening in there. She's got the Jordan neon light. She's got Kobe Bryant stuff in there. And then she's got you're not welcome, do not enter. She's like, you're done here. Don't come back. And she's like, I'm sleeping in here forever from now on, so don't come near me. And I'm like, all right, so now I'm back with 34C in bed, so she's going to have to put up with my sexual prowess and also my snoring, because she claims that I snore in the middle of the night. Like, I'll just bust off a... And she'll just wake me up with an elbow to the head. She'll drop like a Milan Lucic on me. She'll drop the gloves. And, you know, she's broke my nose before, but that was because I came home from scores at 7 in the morning. That was my birthday, though. I should have been out. I should have come home at 9. You remember when I went to that? Were you working for me when I went to scores and stayed out all night and she broke my nose?
No, I wasn't working for you yet, but I do remember the stories.
Well, so, I mean, you know, she's very selective of who sleeps with her. There's not any, like, me snoring and taking over the bed or, like, you know, taking over space. I bought her, like, the biggest bed money can buy. In fact, I told that story on the air. I bought her this badass bed for Christmas. And I got it through my friend in Vegas who sells beds for a living. And I got a really good deal on it, let's just say. And I had it shipped from Vegas to New York City. And I have that bed in the Frella Palatial now. And she sleeps in it with my daughter since I got it, like at Christmas. And I've never slept in it. I'm going to sleep in it tonight. So I'm excited about that. But I'm not excited about confrontations over snoring. Now, Mafia, what does Kristen do when you snore at night? Because you said you snore. What does she do to stop you from snoring? Does she shake you, move you? Does she wake you up? What does she do to you?
Well, listen, first of all, 34C's got to be a little more understanding. Like, everybody snores at some point. I don't think there's anybody that really doesn't snore when they sleep. I do sometimes. My wife does sometimes. Hell, even my little dog, my six-month-old puppy, sometimes, like, laying on the couch, like, legs up in the air, snoring like a, you know, leaf blower. It's ridiculous. So it happens, but... You know, so what she usually does is, like, she, you know, has gotten it to the point where, like, she could rub my arm gently, and I, like, subconsciously know what that means, and I'll roll to my side, and then I stop, because usually I don't snore if I'm on my side, but there's plenty of times. She'll do it, like, 2 or 3 times in a night sometimes, and she'll say something right. The next morning. I'm like, I don't remember that at all. Like, I don't even wake up half the time she does it. And then there's the times that she's like...
Do you have problems with your at all with, because I've had rotator cuff surgery and stuff and labrum. Do you have problems ever sleeping on your side? Because I like to sleep on my sides, and I can't almost anymore because of all the damage I've done to my shoulders playing basketball. But I lift like a fiend. I lift all the time. At 7 days a week, I lift, and I concentrate heavily on my shoulders and arms because of basketball, right? Of shooting and deep threes and shooting a lot and being strong in the shoulders for rebounding and blocking shots and you name it, right? And I would have thought, and boxing, you know, I kickbox every day, 7 days a week. And I think that the more I work on strengthening my shoulders and, you know, building them up and getting them, you know, rock hard, that they actually... if my shoulders are strong, you would think I wouldn't have problems sleeping on my shoulder, but yet I still do. So it's funny. I do all this work and lifting for my shoulders and boxing for my shoulders. And I do all this hard work on my shoulders. And then I sleep on my shoulders at night and they still hurt. Like I can never get just a stiff, firm shoulder lay without, like, you know, pain at some point or another through the night where I have to, like, roll over on my back or the other shoulder. So I can go from shoulder to shoulder with pain, but I don't have just one side shoulder capability where I could actually lay on one side for like 4 or 5 hours. I can't do that.
See, I like sleeping on my back, but that's where I snore. So I have to go on the shoulders mostly. I don't do the whole front. I don't know how people do that. My wife does that. I can't sleep on my face. I don't know how people do that. But I'll lay on the shoulder for a little while, and then eventually I have to shift over to the other side or shift to my back a little bit because it does get sore, you know. And I think it doesn't matter if you work out. I think it's kind of the opposite. Like when you're working out and your, you know, shoulders are all tight and they're, you know, more muscular, not fat, then there's no padding there. Like if you had some fat, flabby shoulder, it'd probably be easy for you to sleep on it because there's nothing, you know, you just put all your weight on there and the fat kind of fluffs it. But when it's tight and it's just all muscle, then it gets sore eventually.
I think that you can actually sleep better alone than with people. In other words, with a wife or whatever, with a partner or whatever, you're sitting there sleeping with them and there's just, you know, semi confrontations over snoring and spacing and things of this nature. I can't have it. When I'm on like Chop's bed and I got just full glory and my, you know, I'm completely spread out and I got my legs wide open and I'm snoring and I'm farting and everything else, I just am fantastic. I don't have any limitations. I have no one broaching my space or giving me the business. Like, I can see it already. It's not going to take more than a couple hours tonight. 34C is going to start rifling me with criticisms of my sleeping postures and techniques. Can't have it. Won't have it. Can't put up with it. Not interested. I think I like sleeping. I sleep alone. Yeah, with nobody else. When I sleep alone, I prefer to be by myself.
All right, George.
That was my George Thorogood moment for the evening, thinking about the days of glory sleeping alone in Chop's bed. By the way, I ruined her bed, I might add, with my 220-pound ass. I think that I have, you know, dented the springs for sure, because it was like a queen kid's bed, like a big bed for a kid, right? And here I am, this 6'3.5", 220-pound monster, and I'm convinced that I bent the coils, right? That I've ruined the bed. So when she's on there, I don't think she'll notice because she doesn't weigh enough. But when she gets just even a year or two older, she's gonna be like, "Yo, these springs are broke," and then she's gonna go, "He broke them. Dad broke them. It's his fault," because everything's my fault around here. You know, at some turn, they end up
Francis
blaming me for everything. Sleeping habits, bed springs, box springs. I get blamed for everything. So the Hawks won their 7th in 8 games tonight. Bogdanovich had 23. Capella had 19 and 21 rebounds. That's just days after he got that Bridges dunk flushed in his face and everybody made fun of him. It's always interesting to me how they abuse the guy that gets dunked on for like days on end. Now the guy turns around and has a double-double, 19 and 21 boards. Screw you is what I would say if I were him.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
Saw Mello putting on a deal on Pritchard with some just fantastic moves, just schooling the rookie, just absolutely breaking his ankles with some spins and some mid-range baseline poppers. Oh, my God, Mello still getting involved. By the way, Paul George had 36 tonight against his former team. Clippers win. Durant had 31 for the Nets in their blowout of the T-Wolves. Kuzma had 24 in the Lakers' win over the Hornets. Hornets had 5 of their 6 best scorers out. Glad I bet on them tonight. That went well. Celtics trailed the Blazers by 3 at the half. And the Heat Suns, 63-57 Suns. By the way, in that, what was the game? Oh, here it is. The Jazz won by 10. The guy Dort for the Thunder had 42 points. He went off. Nobody else did anything. Dort had 42, 7, and 3. He was 16 and 31 from the floor, hit 7 threes to get him back in the game. Utah was up 21 with 6 minutes left, something like that, and they won by 10. They didn't cover the 17 and a hook. They were up. They were covering. They had it all. And then the backdoor cover by the Thunder. Unbelievable. The Rangers beat the Devils tonight 3-0 at the Rock. I was watching that game for a while. It was like picking teeth. Shesterkin made 27 saves. I know your boy, the former leader of Iran, Zibanejad, with the opening goal. It was 1-0. That goal stood up forever. And then later, I think they got Panarin. Breadman had a goal. And Buchnevich had a goal. 3-0, the shutout, as the Rangers are 4 games over .500 now. They're 20-16-6. What do you think of the Rangers, Mafia, that they've turned their season around and that they're actually winning?
I think it's good to see, you know, with all the young talent that they have that they're building around. You know, they struggled in the beginning. Kaká, Lafreniere, those guys weren't getting it done. Even Zibanejad for a long time was just not scoring. And when he's not scoring, you know, you're going to be in trouble. But then they started getting it going. You know, all these guys are contributing again. Panarin was always hot, but, you know, Kreider, Zibanejad, Buchnevich, the young guys are all playing great. Adam Fox looks incredible on the defensive side. Ryan Strom had like a 12-game, or I don't even know, it might still be going on. He had 11 games last, I know, I have to check, for a point streak. You know, every game is contributing. So they're getting everybody involved and looking good. They just, you know, maybe need one or two other, you know, little moves that could put them over into, you know, playoff contenders in the coming years. They're not going to make it this year. I don't think they're going to catch the Bruins at this point. They seem to have corrected the ship there, and now they have Hall to kind of help them out. But I think they're a good up-and-coming team, especially if the goaltenders play as they can. Shesterkin struggled also in the beginning, but I think he's getting back to form as well now. So I think they have a good future if they can keep, you know, this main core together, and we'll see if they add anything to it in the offseason.
So I guess the Bruins won in a shootout over Buffalo tonight, 3-2, in Taylor Hall's first game with the Bruins. He didn't score. Charlie Coyle and DeBrusk had the shootout goals to lead Boston to the win. The Capitals blew out the Flyers 6-1 tonight in D.C. Ovechkin, a power play goal. They just got Mantha from Detroit. He scored a goal. Hagelin, Backstrom on the power play, Wilson on the power play, Sheary on the power play. Total humiliation of the Flyers. I mean, they have, in my opinion, fallen on hard times. They're only 2 games over .500 now, 19-17-6. The Flyers are in big trouble, mister. The Flames beat the Leafs in overtime. Johnny Gaudreau with the winner. 36 seconds into the extra session in Toronto, the Flames come up big. How about the Predators? They're on fire. They beat the Lightning tonight, and I mean to tell you, they pounded them 7-2. Arvidsson with 2 goals and an assist. Josi, a goal, 2 assists. Johansson, 2 assists. They had it all going. Sissons had a goal. Josi, Arvidsson, Grimaldi. Arvidsson, I told you twice. I mean, they are really playing great hockey. They're 24-19-1 now, and they are just creeping up the standings and winning left and right. I took the Panthers on the road tonight in Dallas, and they win it in overtime. Vetrano, the winner on a power play goal in the extra session at 3:09, as the Panthers improved to 27-12-4. Nobody giving Bobrovsky any love. Interestingly enough, when they talk about the playoffs, if they were to meet, you know, the Lightning in the playoffs, that's kind of where I'm going here. It's interesting. I wonder, Mafia, do you buy into Bobrovsky in the playoffs, or are you along the lines of everybody else that thinks he'll fail in the postseason?
I'm not expecting them to be the ones to win and move on in that division, or even maybe probably even the first round. I think that Tampa and Carolina are just better than them right now. I don't think it's going to be his fault, though. I think he's going to be a similar situation to what he had in Columbus all those years where, you know, I think he's going to play well. He's going to play solid, might even steal a game or two for them, and then it's just not going to be enough on the guy, you know, from the guys in front of him. When you got Tampa and Carolina coming your way, I just don't think they're going to have enough to compete with those two teams for, you know, a whole series.
They had their backup in goal tonight that won that game for him. He didn't even play tonight, so we'll see how he holds up in the end. But I think, I don't know if it was last night that I could be wrong. I want to look. So it was Monday night, yeah, that the Leafs and that Campbell guy finally lost a game. And then they lose again tonight in overtime on the Gaudreau goal, as I mentioned. And I just want to see if, in terms of who scored, or in terms of who played in goal, I can't even find it. So I can't even find the stupid thing. Anyway, but they beat him. So there you go. I was looking for who started in goal for them tonight. And for some reason, I can't find it. There's so much. Oh, so the new goalie showed up and played and lost.
So that's. Yeah, Riddich played in that game.
Wow. That's crazy, right? I mean, they just got him in a deal and put him in goal. And the other kid had been playing great, the kid Campbell. He had won 11 straight, and then he finally lost last night. And then they lose again tonight in overtime. I'm a little surprised. Are you buying or selling that team? Do you just, because they never get it done in the playoffs, do you think they're going to pike again? So you're laughing.
Of course. Laughing. Of course I'm buying the Toronto Maple Leafs. Come on. There's no way.
You know, now Florida moved into a three-way tie with Carolina and Tampa in that central division. As far as the North division, they have such a huge lead, though, over everyone else. A 7-point lead over Winnipeg, an 8-point lead over Edmonton, a 15-point lead over Montreal. That's crazy, right? So it doesn't even matter when they lose. They're just cruising in first. In the North, Colorado's lead is 4 over Vegas. In the West, Washington's lead is now 2 points over the Islanders, 4 points over the Penguins, and 10 points over the Bruins. You're only 4 points behind the Bruins in that Eastern race for the last playoff spot, Mafia, the Rangers. And then Carolina and Tampa, Florida, all tied with 58. 9 back is Nashville, but they have a 4-point lead now over the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks just won a couple of big games against Columbus. I think it was, let's see, I hit that game last night. It was over, yeah, Columbus. They beat them twice in a row last night in overtime. So they're still behind the 8-ball in the playoff chase. In terms of being behind Nashville in the Central Division, only the top 4 make it in these divisions. And believe it or not, I know everybody's like, oh, don't worry, they got plenty of time. They really don't. I mean, they're at the point now where it's like, you know, there's 15 games left, something like that. And then the playoffs start. So that's, you know, the trade deadline's the final harbinger for getting ready for the postseason. The second season, as they call it. We'll look at baseball, everything that's gone on around the majors when we come back on the bench.
Working hard 24 hours a day to give you your USRDA of the winning edge. Everything a growing boy needs.
Sit up straight.
Get it right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So Tatum with a drive, and the Celtics are within one of the Blazers with 9:20 and rolling left at the Moda in Rip City. 64-63, Blazers up there. And then in terms of anything else going on, Suns 72-67 on the Heat. Everything else was the final. Baseball, the Dodgers rolling again, 5-0 at the Ravine over the Rockies in Lipstick City. Top of the fourth, one out, Rockies at bat. The Reds and Giants are tied at fives in the city by the bay. Bottom six there. Giants have a runner at first with two outs. Boston a winner today in that makeup game with the Twins after they canceled because of the Wright murder in Minneapolis. 4-2, Boston wins it. The Pirates beat the Padres and Blake Snell tonight in Pittsburgh as Snell doesn't make it out of the first inning. Stallings had three hits and three RBIs. The Pirates chased Snell in the first, 8-4 Bucks. They get it done. They're awful. They're 4-7, but they beat Blake Snell. The Padres are 8-4, and they lose in Pittsburgh. They won the first game of the series with Yu Darvish, but Blake Snell loses tonight. I'm stunned at that. The Blue Jays beat the Yankees 7-3 in Dunedin. And Ryu went into the seventh inning, cruised all the way to the seventh. Semien and Tellez homered, and the Jays beat the Yankees down in Florida 7-3. So it's funny, Garrett Cole can deal on anyone. Garrett Cole can beat anyone. Garrett Cole can shut you down. Garrett Cole can go for the Cy Young. Garrett Cole throws gas, and nobody else wins on the Yankees. Every other pitcher has nothing but problems, literally all of them. So they have issues. The A's beat the D-backs 7-5 in Zona. Seattle and Baltimore played two. Seattle won the opener 4-3-8, and Baltimore won the second game 7-6 in seven innings. How about your Mets, Mafia? They took two from the Phillies today at Citi Field, 4-3 in eight innings in game one, 4-0 in seven in game two. Of course, doubleheaders are seven innings. What do you think of your Mets taking two from the Phillies after they got screwed? I guess it was the Phillies that did that to the Braves Sunday night. The Mets had the Conforto elbow deal, but they've missed a lot of games. The Mets had only played five games, but they played two today, and they won both of them.
Yeah, they've only played five of the possible 10 that they had scheduled up to this point between rain cancellations on Sunday, Monday, and, of course, all the cancellations of the Washington series to start the season because of COVID. So it's been tough to get going for them. They had their ups and downs, and they did a great job today. The starting pitching was awesome for them. You had your boy Stroman going in the second game after he kind of got screwed on Sunday through nine pitches. And they're like, all right, now we're going to call the game. So he wasn't happy about that. He didn't want to wait till Friday. And then after they had the second cancellation yesterday, they said, all right, well, we're going to use him in the doubleheader. So he pitched great, shutout innings for him. And then, Walker, who they got in the offseason, kind of an unheralded signing, done a great job for them in his two starts too. So, I know they can't score any runs for DeGrom, even though he's mowing everyone down. But starting pitching overall, the top three have been pretty good for them to start the season. Their limited action, just the bullpen you got to worry about. Familia came in and almost screwed it up again in that second game. But, they're playing well when they get out there. They just have to actually get on the field.
Yeah, but he gave up two hits, but he gave up no runs. And he did struggle a little, but he got out of it. And Stroman pitched great. Six innings, four hits, no runs, three strikeouts. I mean, I'll take that every day. And they win that second game 4-0. Villar had an RBI. Nemo had two RBIs. He also reached on an infield single. Nemo and Villar had big games for him in that second game. So there you go. And then they won in extra innings in the first game as well, 4-3. So there you go. Rangers, you heard Ricardo earlier, if you were listening. He went to the game with the Rays at the Trop in St. Petersburg, where I saw it was time for change. Yeah, killed us all and his ministers. Texas, 8-3 all over Tampa. And then I told you that Mariners, 4-3 in game one over the Orioles. Orioles, 7-6 in the second game. Marlins, 14-8 over the Braves in Atlanta. I just cannot figure out what the problem is with the Braves. They're 4-7. They just keep losing. It really is unbelievable. I thought they were going to be so good. Duvall hits two home runs for the Marlins and drives in seven runs. Cubs 3-2 over the Brewers. I hit that bet. Cardinals big over the Nationals, 14-3, as the Cards had it all going. Goldschmidt a homer. Arenado a homer. Arenado had a single to deep left. RBI single there. So how about Arenado? He has wasted no time at all getting inside with the Cardinals and getting their fans to love him with some home runs already at Busch. Another one tonight, just getting involved with the St. Louis Cardinals, just like I said he would. When he left Colorado and went there, I said on Coast to Coast and Pearl on the Bench, that guy is going to go off in St. Louis. And with Goldschmidt and Arenado, if they're healthy, they're going to win that division, in my opinion. They're going to go to the playoffs, even at worst as a wild card, in my opinion, and they're going to win. That's all they do there is win world championships in St. Louis. You can say whatever you want about them. They get them, and they get them often. They always seem to find their way in the postseason and do well. Sometimes they go and lose, but more often than not, they do damage. Royals 3-2 over the Angels tonight in Kansas City. The Indians beat the White Sox in 10 innings. I hit that bet as well. And the Royals. How about the Tigers? For the second straight night, they go to Houston and beat the Astros' ass 8-2 this time. Detroit gets it done. This guy, Badu, have you seen this guy hitting all these home runs? This guy's doing it every single night. The guy is going off.
He's been crazy for them. And he didn't play above A-ball before he got made the team this year.
He's hitting 391 already, and he's just absolutely going off. He had a home run tonight and a single to center. And I just want to look at what he's doing. 368, three home runs, nine RBIs. He's had game winners as well. I mean, this guy has been absolutely going off. All kinds of hits. In five games, 12 at-bats, four hits, one run, two, a double, a triple, a homer, a four RBIs. That's in the last 7 days. The guy had, he's just raking versus the American League. Nine RBIs already. Doing it everywhere, too. RBI tonight, four in the last 7 days. Couple against Houston. The guy is going off. And this is his first, taste of the majors. And the guy's just performing at a high level. I think that's very interesting. Now, not that it matters early in the season. Nobody cares, except essentially I do. Boston, believe it or not, can you believe the way they started 0-3 and now they're in first place? Because they've rattled off all these wins. Seven straight. They're 2.5 games ahead of Tampa, Toronto, Baltimore, and the Yankees. I cannot believe the Red Sox are in first place. Alex Cora, can you believe this guy cheats, goes away, comes back, and he's got the Red Sox winning already. Cleveland leads Kansas City by a half game in the Central. Minnesota's one back. Detroit and Chicago 1.5 out. The Angels are 7-4. They're in first place by a game over the Astros and Seattle. Oakland's 2.5 back at 5-7, so they've woke up from the dead at least. Texas is 3 back. They're 4-7. In the National League, your Mets now with the doubleheader sweep are tied with the Phillies for first, if you can even believe it. They barely have played any games, but they sweep two today at City, and now they're tied for first. A game and a half back is Miami. Atlanta's two back, and Washington two and a half back. Not bad for Atlanta, considering they're 4-7. Not bad for the Nationals, 2-6, only 2.5 out. The Reds lead the Central by a game and a half over Milwaukee and St. Louis. The Reds have started out on fire. They were embroiled in a 5-5 job in San Francisco tonight. We'll look at it again. And the Dodgers, despite their great start of 8-2, the Padres are right there at 8-4, a game out. San Francisco playing well. They're two out. Arizona and Colorado already 5 deep. That Dodger lead, 5-0 in the fourth. The Giants now lead the Reds 6-5 in the seventh. And it's like every night the Reds are in these games and scoring all kinds of runs. They look fabulous. I remember last year when Scott Miller came on the show and told us that he thought they'd be in the World Series. And then I think he was a year too early. I think they're even better this year than they were last year. And I didn't even think they were that great last year, to be honest with you. I really didn't. So now all of a sudden they're playing great baseball, and it is what it is.
It's incredible. You lose a Cy Young Award winner and somehow you're better.
Can you believe that? And what is that guy saying now? Is he changing his tune about them looking at the baseballs that he was using pitching the other night, or is he still livid at everybody?
He just hates everybody. Bauer. He always hates everybody. Bauer's always, you know, he's a couple fries short of a Happy Meal, that guy. Like, it's funny. I always hear about how he's a genius and so, you know, much smarter than everybody, but somehow he's just so weird. I mean, I guess it's a lot of people, you know, that have that kind of, that are that much smarter than everyone, that's a genius, you know, the artists, all these other people that are, you know, supposedly way smarter than the rest of us, some reason just can't connect with any of us because that dude's out there. He's a space cadet.
So I see your boy, Alex Rodriguez, took the Instagram to introduce himself to Anthony Edwards. He said, "What's good, my guy?" And then he said, "Hi, Anthony, I'm Alex." He owns the team. But I don't think he gets to own them until 23. Isn't that what the deal is? I think they got to wait a couple of years. Taylor's
dumbest things I've ever heard of.
Yeah, like you buy the team and you got to wait 2 years. Too.
It's so stupid.
Why do they do that? Do you remember that when the Wilpons wanted to sell the team to Cohen? They wanted control for a couple of years? I don't understand that at all. I really don't get it. But that's what they got to do. They got to wait. I saw Lucic played in his 1,000th game tonight in that Flames game with the Leafs. And in honor of that 1,000th game, he got in a fight. He dropped the gloves. And he got jacked up and was gushing blood from his right eye. So, celebrating his big night, he gets in a fisticuffs. I love it. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
All right, for on the bench with Mafia. So the Suns are up 88-74 early in the fourth on the Heat in the Valley. 88-74, Phoenix leads it. And the Blazers now trail the Celtics. Boston has taken the lead with a minute and a half left in the third. 86-85, C's on top of the Blazers at the Moda in Rip City. Now, tomorrow night is going to be fantastic when you think about it. There's tons of NBA games, but the one that matters is the Nets and Sixers in Philadelphia. Both teams are 37-17. It does not get any better than that. You've got Easy Money Sniper going at it. They're tied for the lead in the Eastern Conference. And Durant taking on the Sixers and Embiid trying to get the MVP. I mean, that is just going to be a hell of a game. Who do you like in that one, Mafia? Do you like the Nets' chances in Philly?
I do not right now. With Harden out, with Kyrie on his, you know, crusade to help everyone, I think that KD by himself the way Embiid and those guys are playing is not going to be enough.
So why? What do you think, Kyrie? Who's he saving now?
I'm assuming that's something to do with the shooting. That's why he's out right now with the whole personal issue happening. You know, the day after. I don't know. They haven't said what it is. They never do. But I'm assuming that's what it's about because you know there's been multiple times now where he's kind of taken a step back with all the social issues during the season with stuff like this happening.
I wonder if they have more of the same tonight in Minneapolis. All of the rioting that's been going on there has been crazy. All right, I'll see you at 4 tomorrow Eastern on Coast to Coast. Good job tonight, Mafia. Sports Rage is next. Have a good one. Peace.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.